Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Matt Alexander. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Jorgensen. Batting third. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fifth. The catcher, Manny Sanguillan. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mitchell Page. Batting seventh. The DH, Earl Williams. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Marty Perez. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Doc Medic. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Norris. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Paul Dade. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bruce Bocht. Batting sixth. The DH, Rico Carty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Kendall. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bibby. And now, play ball. Matt Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alexander. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Alexander steals second. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen takes first base on ball four. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross strikes out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alexander scores. Jorgensen moves to third. Allen moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jorgensen scores. Allen moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page strikes out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rob Picciolo now playing shortstop. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Manning reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper bunts towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Manning moves to third. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Norris reaches second base with a double. Manning scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. Sanguillan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bell out. Two outs. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Medic fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sanguillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-0 in the game. Kuiper hits a pop-up towards short. Picciolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-1 in the game. Page hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Page moves to second. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez takes first base on ball 4. Page moves to third. Armas moves to second. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Picciolo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Page scores. Armas moves to third. Perez moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Don Hood now pitching. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-0 in the game. With two walks. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Norris hits a line drive towards third. Gross reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-1 in the game. Date hits a fly ball into right field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-1 in the game. Bocht takes first base on ball 4. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty is 0-for-1 in the game. Carty takes first base on ball 4. Bocht moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. Gross hits a fly ball towards right. Norris settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Norris. Gross moves to second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norris. Allen reaches second base with a double. Gross scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Athletics. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Page bunts towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-for-1 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Armas strikes out. Two outs. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Perez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Picciolo hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Norris hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-2 in the game. Date hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-3 in the game. Gross hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorgensen moves to second. Jim Kern now pitching. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. Jorgensen moves to third. One out. Larry Murray pinch runs for Dick Allen. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jorgensen scores. Murray moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-1, Athletics. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kern spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Kern. Murray moves to third. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Page takes first base on ball 4. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Larry Murray now playing center field. Jeff Newman now catching. Tony Armas now playing right field. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bocht hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carty takes first base on ball 4. Bocht moves to second. Bob Lacey now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bocht moves to third. Carty moves to second. Larval Blanks pinch hits for Fred Kendall. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton pinch hits for Frank Duffy. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is called out on strikes. two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manning for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Larval Blanks now playing shortstop. Ray Fosse now catching. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Perez bunts towards first. Bach scoops it up and throws to first, with Kuiper covering, for the out. Armas moves to second. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Norris hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-3 in the game. Date hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bocht strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sid Monge now pitching. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a pop-up towards short. Blank settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman strikes out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Page hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Cardi strikes out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-1 in the game. Blanks hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.